With America's 250th anniversary coming up, Visit Philadelphia has launched a campaign to encourage people from around the globe to explore the city of brotherly love. Part of the initiative includes an interactive badge builder at Visit Philly's website. More than 250 icons, think cheesesteaks, soft pretzels, and our sports teams, can be selected. Here's Chief Marketing Officer Neil Frauenglass.
There's crazy fun stuff like the lantern fly and the lawn chair that you might put on the street to save your parking spot. There's so much fun to be had with it. And again, it's such a great reminder and awareness builder of how much fun 2026 is going to be.
Badges will be seen throughout 2026 on billboards and neighborhood festival signage. A flood in South Philadelphia's FDR Park damaged equipment belonging to an environmental education nonprofit. Discovery Pathways uses the space below the park's iconic boathouse to store equipment for its fishing and boating programs. Adam Forbes is Discovery Pathways' director. He says a few weeks ago, water from the park's lakes flooded the storage space and lingered. It damaged life jackets, boat paddles, and fishing rods.
We'll roll with it and we'll make sure all our programs continue, but we won't have as good or as many supplies for the community until we figure out raising more funds.
The flood was caused by a log stuck in one of the park's tide gates. Contractors removed the log on Monday. Forbes says the floodwaters have started to recede. Gray skies out there, mild, not too bad. A few sprinkles earlier in the day. Right now, 68 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, with mostly gray skies. Temperatures could inch up a degree or two before the day is out. Otherwise, we are looking at overnight temperatures in the lower 60s, but tomorrow it's going to warm right back up. Very comfortable and late summery for your Thursday. We're expecting sunshine and a high right around 80 degrees. Right now, 71 with a breeze in Atlantic City, Wilmington at 69 with some sprinkles, and it's 70 in Cape May. You're listening to WHYY.